Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to, well, this is Thanksgiving week at Basic Gospel, Mr. Christopher. So welcome, everybody. Glad you could be with us today, and we would really love for you to be a part of the program. And you can do that by calling 844-322-2742. That's a good number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. So if you're going through something, some life issue that you just can't quite get a handle on, if you have some Bible question that you can't untangle, we would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Call now, please, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher in our brand-new studio.
Well, thank you, Bob. And it is so exciting to be in our brand-new studio. It really is just a remodeled studio, same room, but we've got a new table. We've got new walls, and it just feels so nice.
It really does.
Again, hats off to Greg and Coleman for their vision and for their execution of putting this all together. It is just fantastic. So we're very, very excited.
We're loving it.
We hope you who are watching us either via Facebook or YouTube are really enjoying the new dig, so to speak. Yeah. So again, we're very, very excited. Lots to be thankful for as far as Basic Gospel is concerned. And as far as believers are concerned, there's so much for us to be thankful for as well. And so this week, as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, we would love for you to weigh in here at Basic Gospel and let us know what you're thankful for. It could be family, it could be your job, it could be your house, it could be knowing who you are in Christ.
Right.
It could be any aspect of this gospel message that has really touched your life, touched your heart. So we would love to hear from you on this week's this broadcast as we get up to Thanksgiving Day. Again, that number, if you would like to weigh in on that, is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. And this week we're gonna look at some passages that deal with thankfulness. And the first one that we're going to look at is in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. And this book, the book of Philippians, is really a book about joy. It's a book about rejoicing. It's a book about contentment that we can have in Christ Jesus. And that contentment is tied to the gospel, the fact that we've died with Christ, that we've been buried, and that we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And so we have a joy inexpressible, joy abounding, because we're connected to Christ and because Christ is connected to us. He started a good work in us. He's going to complete that work. He's going to show forth the fruit of righteousness in our lives. He's going to work out or he's going to work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's what this gospel message is all about. And so as a result, we can be content in Christ Jesus. We can rejoice. And that's what he says to us here in chapter 4, starting in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Now, it doesn't matter what you're going through in life. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are that you may be experiencing. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you have reason to rejoice. Yeah. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Nothing is going to separate you from his love. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. You've been made righteous and holy and perfect in his sight. You've been made alive together with Christ. So there is great cause for rejoicing. I love the story, Bob, of Christmas as told by Luke. So the angels appear to the shepherds and they say, today a Savior has been born. And in one of the translations, it says, and he is going to be cause for great rejoicing for all the people.
Right.
And Jesus Christ is cause for great rejoicing. But he goes on to say, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. And certainly this is timely and appropriate for 2020. We have a lot to be anxious about. But here the scripture is saying, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And Bob, we certainly need our hearts and minds guarded, don't we?
We do indeed.
In this crazy world that we live in, with so much confusion, with so much chaos, with so much clutter that is out there, it's easy to get sucked into the things that are happening out there in the world. But when we offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, when in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to God, that's us saying to him, in spite of what's going on, we're entrusting ourselves to you. We're walking by faith. We are living each day in dependence upon you as our very life. And so as we make these requests known unto God, it says the peace of God that passes understanding will then guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So what's at the heart and soul of this? A heart that says thank you.
Yes, indeed.
An attitude of thankfulness. We can have it because we have Christ, because we have been marked out as one of his very own. He has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. He himself in us is cause for great joy. So let's rejoice, let's give thanks in all things, and as we do, we'll experience the peace of God that passes understanding, and that peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
A great message to get this Thanksgiving week at Basic Gospel underway. Bob, thank you for those thoughts. And friends, thank you again for being with us. We'd love to hear from you. Calls beginning to come in. We'd still love to hear from you. We have plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742, and that's a good number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, we love being here every day proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with everyone who loves the truth, helping listeners, old and new, to hear, believe, and live in this good news. Our most sincere thanks to each one of you who supports Basic Gospel every month. You know, ministry happens because of your love of this particular message. And to say thanks for your gift this month, we're going to send you, our donors, a copy of an excellent book, The Hurt and the Healer, co-authored by Mercy Me's Bart Millard and our own Andrew Farley. Now, through its pages, Bart and Andrew detail the truth that when the pain and struggles of life are met with the loving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, wonderful things do indeed happen. And as you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, we're going to send you a copy. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. The Hurt and the Healer by Bart and Andrew, our gift back to you to say thanks for your support during the month of November. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net. Bob?
Well, Bob, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start out in Northern California today and talk with Lindy. Hi, Lindy. You're on the air.
Hi, Bob. And Bob,
hey there.
God bless you both in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
What I'm really concerned about is listening to CSN and hearing so many pastors talk to their congregations as though they are sinners. And what they are is ex-sinners, because there are two verses in First John that definitely say, well, whosoever is born of God, this is 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And then in 5:18, it says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. See, that's just everything that we say and do is of the Lord after you have Jesus in your heart.
Well, that's exactly right, Lindy, as far as our new identity. I mean, it is brand spanking new. I mean, we were sinners. We were saved by grace, and then being born again through the Spirit of God, born again into the family of God, our new identity is a child of God. And we have new hearts, hearts that are constantly believing, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have God's Spirit living in us. And Lindy, one of the ministries of God's Spirit in our lives is this. Romans chapter 8 records it. It says, for you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba Father.
Abba Father.
And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So that's our new identity. John, in his first epistle, as you were talking about, first letter, in chapter 3, he says, see how much the love of God that has been lavished upon us that calls us children of God, and that is what we are. So we indeed have a new identity. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We died. Our old man died in Christ. We were buried with Christ through baptism, and then we were raised to walk in the newness of life. So we were raised as new creatures, raised with a new identity, child of God. And I think when we really understand that, then our life is going to reflect that in our day, in our day-to-day walk, in our day-to-day living. If we go through life thinking that we're simply old sinners saved by grace, what I've seen over the years, Lindy, is this, that so many Christians just resign themselves to a second-rate experience. Well, if I'm just an old sinner, I might as well just go ahead and give in to those temptations. I might as well just go ahead and give in to the desires of the flesh. But when somebody really comes to grips with who they are, then they start recognizing the grace of God teaching them to actually say no to worldly temptations and to empower them to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So I think if we will stick to what the Word of God has to say and teach the truth about our new identity in Christ, then the walk is going to take care of itself as we learn to entrust ourselves to Jesus Christ and allow the Spirit of God to work his life in and through us as children of God. So, Lindy, very important point. I'm certainly grateful for your question today. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Lindy.
Yes, I just really would like to know what it is that causes so many pastors to inflict guilt and condemnation on their congregation.
Sometimes it's fear.
So that they've right, exactly.
We have nothing to fear, Lindy. We have the gospel message, and in the gospel message is the power unto salvation, and that's not just simply that moment that we're saved. This gospel message has the power for salvation from beginning to end. So we've got the power of God on our side. We have God's presence in us, so we have him on our side. We have the grace of God as a teacher. I can't think of a better teacher than the grace of God. And as we connect people and give them over to the grace of God, I think we're going to see the fruits of righteousness in their life. So we have nothing to fear. We just need the courage to get out there and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, Lindy, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
We certainly do. And I think Lindy has it down, her identity in Christ. And
that's really good
to hear.
And I love the fact that she's listening to what's being taught.
Yeah.
And so many people, I think they go to churches and they don't really listen. They're mm-hmm. just kind of there to check off a box.
Yeah.
But this is a time to really grow, to really look into the Word of God and to learn that together with other believers. So, Lindy, hats off to you for listening and comparing what you're hearing to the teaching of the Word of God.
Yeah,
so keep doing that, Lindy.
Yeah.
The Word of God is our standard for truth, and whatever we hear, we have to judge it by what the Word of God says.
844-322-2742. That's good. In the U.S. and Canada, we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Mary Jo listening to us in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. My brother and his wife go to church regularly, but whenever they fall short, I guess you could say it, they go to 1 John 1:9, And I remember you saying years ago that that was a verse, maybe it was just back then, for non-believers. Am I right?
Well, I think in the context, Mary Jo, that it really is John as an apostle giving an invitation to those who were saying that they were without sin, or to those who were saying that everything was okay with themselves and that they really didn't need a Savior. I think he was just giving them an invitation, if they would abide by the truth, if they would confess their sins, that they would find out that God is faithful and just, and that he's already done something as far as their sins are concerned through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So I think it's very much an apostolic invitation to unbelievers to come into the true fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, just as the apostles did. So back in the day, there were folks that were claiming to be without sin. They were claiming to not have sinned. And we all know that's not true. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That was our life before we came to know Christ. So if we just confess that, if we just agree with God concerning that truth, then we're going to find out he's faithful and just. So I think it's very much an apostolic invitation. So what
does apostolic mean?
Well, it's John was an apostle. So he was extending an invitation based on the authority God had granted him as an apostle, somebody that was communicating the revealed truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ as the Spirit of God was giving them understanding regarding that. So the apostles, John and James and Peter and Paul and those guys, they penned the New Testament, didn't they? And they gave us the truth. They gave us the explanation of what this gospel really means. And in giving that explanation, they answered a lot of problems that were coming up in the various churches that these apostles had started. And so 1 John is a letter to correct some problems. And there were a group of people that had entered into the church at Ephesus, and they were saying, hey, this Jesus, he was just a spirit being. He didn't actually come in the flesh. He didn't actually die on the cross. And then they were saying, hey, we have no sin. We've never sinned. So they were saying those sort of things. And through saying those things, they were disrupting the church at Ephesus. They were causing confusion, and John writes to clear up the confusion. And so he says, anybody who says that they have no sin, the truth is not in them. If they say they've not sinned, they're making God out to be a liar, and his word is not in them. So those were unbelievers. And the remedy for those unbelievers is if they would confess their sins, they would discover he is faithful and just. So that John is an apostle, so he's an extending an apostolic, based on the fact that he's an apostle, invitation to these lost souls to come into the true fellowship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. So Mary Jo, as far as our forgiveness is concerned, it's the blood of Jesus that was shed that forgives us, isn't it?
Right.
So when we sin as believers, we certainly recognize that, but we also recognize that the blood of Jesus has already been shed, and that as a result, we're forgiven people. And so we can respond to that with an attitude of thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay? Right. Does that make sense, Mary Jo? Great question.
Well, I'll have to get the CD and study it and call you back.
That's
okay,
a good thing.
That sounds good. Well, Mary Jo, thanks for your call. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're grateful for you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank Thank you. Have a blessed holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Once again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you live here at Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Friends, want to remind you that we have a daily devotional that Bob produces, and you can start every day with the encouragement that you are a child of God. Connect with God's love every day. Just learn how when you request our Hear, Believe, and Live e-devotional. It's there every day in your email inbox, and you can go to the homepage at basicgospel.net. Scroll to the very bottom of the page, and you'll see a big, big promotional box for the daily devotional. Just click Send Me the Daily Devotional, and we will be glad to do that. We used to have the link in the upper left corner of every page of the website. That is now moved, and maybe that will come back at some time. But right now, just go to basicgospel.net, and you can scroll to the bottom of the page, and there you will be able to subscribe to the daily devotional. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in over the weekend. Let's listen to this one.
Hey, my name's Cody from Shoshone, Idaho, and I'm calling to try to better understand how to value life. And this is really about voting. And I know that we need to value life, and it feels like there's so many things that value life. So, of course, being anti-abortion values life, but also being anti-climate change values life, and also being pro universal healthcare values life, because climate change is killing so many people around the world, and so is inability to access healthcare. And I don't understand, how do I choose one candidate over the other? I don't know how to weigh the balance.
Well, Cody, that's a great question, and I think that was one of the dilemmas that faced many believers as they went to the voting booths a couple of weeks ago. Which issue is of most importance? And I think you're right in saying, hey, we need to value life, and that's important, and we need to start valuing life in the womb. I think that's an important thing for us to understand, to realize that a life happens at conception. I think science has proven that. So that's a human being from conception. So we need to protect that human being just as we protect every other human being. But I think what's so important for we as believers to recognize and to really set our eyes upon is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He came into this world so that we might have life. You and I were dead in trespasses and sins, but by grace, through faith, we're saved, which means we cross over from death to life. So I think we need to keep the gospel front and center as far as how we vote, because that is the most pro-life message that has ever been uttered on planet Earth. So if we will vote, I think, to protect the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we will have the opportunity to show our pro-life kind of lifestyle in every other area of life. So I think we look at the gospel and recognize that it's pro-life. Why? Because God sent Jesus into this world so that we might have life, so that we could cross over from death to life. So as far as me, when I vote, I'm thinking about the gospel first and foremost. Which platform, which candidate is going to protect my liberty to be able to proclaim with boldness, with freedom, the good news concerning Jesus Christ?
Absolutely. That's good stuff right there, Bob. And Cody, thank you for your question, a very penetrating question, and we're glad to hear from you. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to give us a call back. Well, once again, thanks to all of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts every month. Living through all the strife and turmoil roiling around us today is not easy. So to say thanks when you make your November gift, we want to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, a book with a message that can help you navigate through the rough waters of today's life. Please click donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your November gift, we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Once again, a reminder that we stream live video to Facebook and YouTube every day, and we would love for you to be a part of that growing number who view the program by those media every day. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.